All right, we're back. And Saugus football coach Mike Broderick is joining us now. And, Coach, how you doing?
Doing great.
Well, that's good.
How are you guys?
We're good. We're good. Tim is Tim's not so good. He's home right now listening. He's not feeling so hot tonight. I think he got a little depressed over the election and over the Patriots game, so he didn't make it out tonight.
Yeah, it's been a tough few days.
It has. Coach, talking about tough, you guys have been in so many games and come up a little bit short in so many games. Tell me about the good stuff that's happened in Saugus football, because I look at this and I know it's got to be frustrating with the one touchdown losses on the one hand, but on the other hand, you were in most of those games.
Yeah, we have been. There's been a number of games that we were close all the way to the end, and whether it was a mistake here or there, or we've got a lot of fumbles this year that have taken the games out of sight for us. But the kids have played hard. They haven't quit. Everybody's got practice. They got good attitudes. So we're sort of just gearing up now for this final one against Peabody.
Now, what's the makeup of your team, Mike? How are you distributed with upperclassmen and younger guys?
We're kind of split half and half. We have a decent senior class. We start six seniors, but we have five underclassmen who play some key roles.
How about the Arlington Catholic game? You finally broke through. The kids had to feel pretty good about that one.
Yeah, they felt great. It was great, because they have worked hard all year. And some things haven't gone our way, but that game there, we didn't have any real turnovers, played clean option football, and everybody did their assignments, and it was great. It was a great feeling, yes.
Mike, everything is cyclical, schools are up, and then they're down, and they're back up again. And, right now, it's got to be hard when you see the losses on the one hand. But on the other hand, kids love to play football, and are you able to get down to the younger kids and start, bringing this thing back where you've had it before?
Yeah, absolutely. And, it is. It's about the game of football and the love of the game of football. And we've been happy that we started the middle school program a few years back. So we have we've done it for about 4 years now, and we have like 28 kids in the middle school. They were 5-2 this year.
Mm-hmm.
So kids are playing, and if they keep playing middle school football and keep coming to Saugus High, the future will be good.
Do you have kids? I'm guessing your seniors, your captains are probably those kids who do this, but kids who work out. After Thanksgiving and in the springtime and the summer in their weight room and running, and it's a real drag getting up early and doing that stuff. But then, I'm sure you've got some athletes now that are saying, look, this is paying off for me. I'm feeling good. I'm a junior going into next year or a senior going on to school. You got kids who are understanding so they can relay that to the younger kids and how important it is to get in the weight room.
Yeah, definitely. And we will have the older kids talk to our younger kids about the importance of the weight room, because you're 100% true. That's what wins football games, is the commitment in the offseason. That dedication in the weight room, because these seasons become long. They start losing their strength, but their commitment to the weight room in the offseason really brings them through it.
Yeah, it gets tough this time of year. Who are some of the kids, Mike, that you can brag about?
We have one of our captains, Ken Williamson, has had a great year. He is defensive lineman, offensive lineman, who has now been converted to a running back.
Oh, okay.
Yep, and so, he's a 6'3", 250-pound kid that has good feet. in that dire need, we put him at running back a couple weeks ago, and he's done a tremendous job.
Oh, that's great. That sounds cool. Yep.
Yep, Nick Ferrari. The last game, he picked up a fumble and ran 60 yards. He's a nose guard for us. So that was a great highlight for the year. And then kid Dan Pizzatoro for us, very understated young man, worked hard in the weight room, just what we had talked about. He's come around and had a tremendous senior season. He's a kid who never had imagined playing college football,
mm-hmm.
but now he's getting a few looks from some of the smaller Division III schools, so he's ecstatic about it. He's a great kid. Good student. So we're really happy for him.
Well, not only that, but also it's good for the entire program. Again, the kids see that. It rubs off on them and say, okay, we're a player two or a player a two or two away from having a good season. And so it's great that happens. So you got one kid, it can happen to more.
Well, absolutely. Absolutely. He's a great role model.
Mike, is there a particular point in the season you're most proud of the kids? Because I know that, you know, win or lose, man, you work so hard, the kids work so hard, and you're banging heads with people. So pick a point or two in the season that that you're most proud of.
Yeah, it's funny. It's like once we got to the halfway point, you know, unfortunately, we've had some down years. Like when I first started, the kids would come, you know, a lot of mispractices.
Yep. It
would be the dog days. And about halfway through the year, we had a tough loss, and we started to wonder about what would happen. And that Monday, we had 100% attendance.
Uh-huh.
Kids were there. Kids had good attitudes. They sort of were like, you know, they understood what was going on. You know, unfortunately, we suffered a few injuries to some key positions, but the kids were there. They were enthusiastic. You know, and they're grinding it every day.
Well, you know,
I'm proud of them.
It sounds like a lot what Winthrop goes through too. You got the small school, and boy, if you miss one kid in a key position, you're going from a senior or junior, maybe down to a freshman or an eighth grader.
Yeah, it goes real quick that way.
Yeah, you don't quite have the depth that Notre Dame has.
No, we don't.
No, I know. Now, Coach, you've got a big one coming up in a week and a half. So, what's the plan now in facing Peabody next?
Yeah, we just got to get ourselves situated, make sure we got our option game going. We're going to have to prepare for them. You know, they're a big school. They're well coached, tough kids. All the Thanksgiving games are tough. But we just got to make sure we handle our own business, you know, control the tempo, play the type of football we want to play, and we'll see what happens on Thanksgiving.
Are you coaching other sports, Coach? I know you're involved with your son, but are you doing other sports at the high school?
Not at the high school, no. I'm strictly sort of the AAU circuit for basketball and baseball right now.
Okay. So you got a lot of downtime, right?
Yeah. Keeps me busy, keeps me young.
That's good. Mike, again, thanks for talking with us. Anything else you want to mention about Saugus football or anything else for that matter?
No, just proud of the guys. They've handled themselves this year, and good week and a half, and we'll go get Peabody.
All right. Thanks, Mike. Happy Thanksgiving to you, and we'll talk again soon.
And to you. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Coach. That is Mike Broderick of Saugus High School.